towards a nature-culture-based approach to conservation. A Japanese experience in the context of world heritage. Maya Ishizawa Escudero. The Convention for the Protection of the World Cultural and Natural Heritage adopted by UNESCO in 1972 is characterized for being the only international legal instrument that considers both the conservation of natural and cultural sites with outstanding universal value. Yet, in its implementation, the system has been divided in two sectors, one dedicated to the conservation of nature, and other dedicated to the conservation of cultural heritage. In many countries such as the Western European countries, as well as in Peru or Japan, institutions in charge of the conservation of cultural and natural heritage are separated obeying two different mandates, and in the practice, these have no relation. The objective of this article is to explain the particularities of the Japanese conservation system and its conceptual contributions in the international context, which have allowed the development of an experimental capacity-building program organized by the UNESCO Chair on Nature-Culture Linkages and Heritage Conservation at the University of Tsukuba in Japan. In these workshops, capacity-building has been explored from the nature-culture perspective in the region of Asia and the Pacific, through the observation and analysis of the protection and management of cultural and natural heritage sites of the region in general and of Japan in particular.